Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
If you're a parent, I'm fairly sure you hear these words every so often. It's not fair.
And that's usually followed by everyone else's parents let their kids. Oh yes, what parents haven't heard those words?
Friends of ours who have three children reckon every one of their children begin their complaints with that "it's not fair" statement.
It's a clever little ploy, isn't it? It's meant to make the parent feel mean. Why, if all these other parents let their children do whatever they want, well then, it must be right.
Oh, those poor children subjected to such awful treatment from their cruel parents. Well, that's what they like their mums and dads to believe. Ah, but if they're smart, these parents just won't swallow it.
Our friends shared this standard answer and it went like this. Well, we're not everyone else's parents and we're saying no. Actually, they were sure that vague category of everyone else's parents weren't that permissive either.
Parents who say no to their children's ridiculous demands aren't being harsh. They say no because as responsible adults, they are aware of the possible consequences for their child if they give in. After all, they are taking their responsibilities to heart.
That's right. And sometimes as parents, we know that in the other homes or circumstances, the children wouldn't be adequately supervised according to our clear rules of behaviour. And we know what's best for our children.
You know, sometimes we're not all that different to our own children. I wonder how many times we've wanted to say or have said to God, "It's not fair." Maybe not aloud, but we do this every time we believe God has let us down by allowing certain distressing situations to come into our lives.
As a Heavenly Father, God wants us to live by different standards to the secular world. Today, many don't bother about making marriage vows before God. To them, it's easier to live together simply because everyone else is doing it. The standard is, if everybody does it, it's okay. God doesn't tell us to be different in order to be a spoilsport. He wants us to live pure lives and walk close to Him. And more. He wants what is best for us. Instead of focusing all our attention on what we feel is unfair in life, we need to have a thankful heart.
The first two human beings God created were given everything in the Garden of Eden. They were happy and enjoyed fellowship with their Creator. They had interesting work to do. Yet the idea that the fruit of one tree was not to be eaten was never too far from their minds.
So what happened when Satan began his whispering campaign against God? They fell for it. They thought, "It's all so unfair. We deserve to have that extra knowledge he's withholding from us." And that first thought turned into a disobedient act that affects the whole human race today.
We need to ask ourselves, do we dwell on dissatisfaction? Do we read God's word, the Holy Bible, to follow what God tells us in our daily lives? Or do we just go ahead and do whatever we want to do and then cry over the consequences of our neglect of spiritual things?
Listen to this quote from the Bible. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Keep close to the Lord Jesus and read His word. In this way, you will be following God's path for your life.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.